you get shocked on the way in today?
Oh, no, I haven't been shocked by the gate in a while. Were you?
The key card where you put the little key card on it?
Yeah.
It was saving up for me.
Yeah, it's a pretty hard shock, man. A little blue, going to blow you across the facility.
It really does. It kind of goes right all the way through your arm into your body and then down through your butt into the car.
Should we be concerned about that?
I kind of like it. No, but it is weird. Like I'm strangely like wary of
coming
to work.
Yes, like, I'm getting paranoid of it.
Okay, can I get past this electricity bolt?
Some radio DJ was electrocuted today on his way into work.
He should have seen it coming. It happened slightly less every day he worked there.
Whatever. I'm not going to tell anybody, though.
So I mean, you're fine.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, that sucks.
It didn't happen
either.
This time. Yeah. No, yeah.
You don't care because it's not you.
Yeah, exactly.
Very selfish.
If it were me, I'd be very upset.
You're
right
a selfish
along with you.
Bastard.
That's a fact, my friend.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All right.
It is MLB opening day.
That's right. That's today, huh?
Yep. Dodgers start playing tomorrow. We're going to talk to Molly Knight, who has written a book on the Dodgers.
Awesome. Very
today.
Cool.
Also, positive news from Ukraine.
Which is just, I mean, you must do some digging. You find some amazing stuff.
There's,
well done.
You know what? There's a lot of amazing stories.
Yeah.
Because I think most people, at least when they're put under pressure, most people can act heroically.
Right. Can step up.
And do a lot of the time. It's surprising how often they do.
Not everyone turns into a war profiteer.
Right. Exactly.
Turns out.
People are dumb at 350.
Mm-hmm.
And escalator interviews next. You're going to love this.
Oh, nice.
You're going to love this. It's a woman on an escalator that is talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Supposedly. And saying very offensive things. And you can watch all the people around her just
react.
Yeah, like, oh, what? That's coming up next on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I got to tell you, I've been following a TikTok account that is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's Funny Videos 1123.
Funny Videos 1123.
And there's a girl on there who does escalator phone calls. Pranks.
Okay.
So she'll wait until there's like two guys in front of her or three girls in front of her, somebody to react to.
Sure. Okay. All right.
Then she picks up the phone as they're on the escalator and no one can get off.
Right.
She starts like saying ridiculous, crazy things. And you watch the people around her go, what are you talking about?
And someone's recording it clandestinely?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can see both her and the reaction of the people in front of her.
I love that. Sounds like something you would have done 30 years ago.
I love it. Listen to this one.
No, I saw my dad changing last night on accident, and he's totally packing. I know, right? Yeah, no, I know. I wonder why my mom still stays with him. Totally makes sense now. It's unbelievable.
What kind of reaction did it?
So the guys in front of her are like, there's a girl behind me talking about her dad's package. I'm so confused. You're going to love this one. And the guys actually talk back a little bit.
Yeah.
When she says,
no, I literally discovered a new talent I have. I can open beer bottles with my butthole. How awesome is that? Oh, sorry, hold on. Hi.
Sorry,
hello. Yeah, hi.
So awesome? They heard.
Yes, they said, oh.
Like,
hi.
I got to talk to her.
Yes. She's actually open. She's clearly not talking to anybody, but it really does drive the people crazy. Here's a bizarre one that I wish I had come up with.
Yeah, my toe removals this weekend. I'm getting three toes on my right foot removed, so it looks like they're throwing up the peace sign. Yeah, they said they would let me keep the toes, so I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I might make like a necklace out of them or something.
And you see the people just like going, what is she talking about?
I love that.
She's getting toes removed?
I love that. I would love this person. I would be like, yeah.
You would. I knew you would love this specifically. Now, there are two girls in front of her.
Uh-huh.
And one of them at one point says, oh, no. Go ahead.
Now, I made out with my cousin last week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought he was hot. I'd do it again.
So she's just like coming up with this stuff pretty much in, you know.
To drive people crazy.
Yes.
I made out with my cousin. I think he's hot.
That's beautiful.
The woman in front of her goes, oh, no. And then she follows it up with, I'd do it again. which I love.
I love her.
Now she's supposedly talking to somebody, and there are two guys in front of her on the escalator, and she listened to her story.
Wait, you got what stuck in your butt?
Ouch.
A Lego?
Ouch. Are you going someone's butt? I've done it before.
I don't know. Dude, maybe try a vacuum and try sucking it out. Dude, I don't know.
So she's got, so your average escalator trip is about what, 30, 40 seconds?
Maybe.
That's beautiful.
Maybe, yeah. She
and then
starts
no matter
right
what,
away.
You're gone. They're gone. Yep. You can get away from them if they're, that's hilarious. Those, I love that.
Those guys, I don't know if you could hear because there's so much noise on it, but yes. One of the guys said, I've done that.
Yes.
Which clearly he hasn't. He was just trying to.
Hey, I've done that. I can help you with your butt problem.
All right, this is a disgusting one.
Uh huh.
And so I love it.
Yeah, dude, me and my boyfriend had intercourse in a porta potty last night. And honestly, like, it was really romantic. And there's something about the smell we both just, like, really like.
That is sexy.
Right?
The woman in front of her uh-huh. said the words, that is sexy. Oh. And she says, right?
People have such weird reactions.
Right. Well, they have to not believe it, right? I mean, you can't.
Yeah, I would think so.
But it happens so quickly.
Right.
There's no heads up.
Right.
There's no anything.
Right.
And then the last one, she's got three or four guys
uh-huh.
right in front of her. And she's supposedly talking to her mom.
Okay.
And she's trying to get some advice on how to get stains out.
Stains?
Mom, what's the best way to get s**t out of my hair? You use that? And it'll, like, take it right out, like, easy? Okay, I'll try it out.
Calling Mom to ask how to get,
blank. Out of your hair! I assume you just wash it.
Well, maybe it's...
But it makes for a great escalator ride.
We need to hire her.
Agreed.
She's the best ever.
She is the best. I think it would be... I don't know if it would even be legal for us, but...
All right.
If it is.
Because we're a broadcast outlet.
If it is, you and I are doing it.
We just got to start doing it no matter what.
There's no question about that.
I'm going to label you, Kevin. I'm going to put an expiration date on you. That'd
I'm
be
sorry.
Nice. What? Sorry. Hey, I have the world's lamest superpower. I can talk Kevin here into going to a certain fast food drive-thru.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
And it worked today, right?
Oh, you're talking about McDonald's?
Yeah. I just say, McDonald's. And then you got to go, right?
I sort of don't have a choice at that point.
I wish I could be like, you need to give me $10.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work.
I'm going to start working on that.
That doesn't work. Sorry to tell you that. Every day I try and find a positive story about Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
And it's very difficult because the things going on in Ukraine are horrific.
Insane.
Yes.
Worst in our lifetime.
But I was glad to see MSNBC looked for the same type of inspirational, like people in the middle of horrible times.
They're ripping you off.
Fine.
What?
Yeah, love
I guess
it.
So. All right, that's fair this time.
And here's their report.
When we think of how difficult it is just to learn about it, just to watch it, we can only imagine what it is for the many millions of people going through it. We try to highlight some true, real stories that also show the humanity, hope, and resilience that you see inside a war zone.
So clearly, listening to KLOS, to Kevin Ryder,
if possible,
Monday through Friday.
But all good.
Like a member of Ukraine's parliament. New video, soldiers playing the national anthem, encircling a crater that was left in the streets. Resilient and proud of their country.
How about that? So, there's a huge crater from a bomb.
Right. Like in the middle of Highland, let's say.
In the middle of a street, yes.
Yeah.
And they are surrounding that hole and playing the Ukraine national anthem.
Wow. That's a really good FU
yes.
to Putin.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
Here's
yeah.
another one.
Just outside Kyiv, two Ukrainian soldiers seen going forward with their planned lives amidst this unplanned tragedy, tying the knot on the battlefield.
Getting married.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow.
Getting married on, the,
on
battlefield.
The battlefield.
Both of them in the army.
That's a story to tell
right?
your grandkids.
We're told that particular couple's actually been together, dating for over 20 years, and they serve in Ukraine's military in different places and joined together to conduct this wedding. No time like the present.
How about and that?
That's awesome.
And then the next one is a sweet little girl in a bomb shelter. Singing.
Wow. Okay.
Listen.
Another video that many have been sharing, a young girl in a bunker singing Let It Go from Frozen.
Отпусти и забудь, новый день он кажет путь. Не боюсь ничего уже.
listen to that voice. That's so good. She's really good.
She's good, but she's also joyful.
Yes.
And she's in a bomb shelter.
Yes. While Putin's throwing bombs so he can put a little more money in his pocket.
We could learn something from that little kid.
Yeah, man. Totally.
Yes, I'm living in a bomb shelter, but I'm going to sing a song from Frozen.
The 405 is really crowded and I'm so angry.
It's going to take me another 5 minutes to get to work today.
Wow, good on her, man.
Good on her.
Yeah. Good on MSNBC for stealing your bit, too. That's nice.
Happy to have them do it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Around 3:50, we try to do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
You know how some stories you can sort of relate and and then things go south?
Yeah, those are kind of my favorite.
This is not one of those.
No, okay.
There's not a single part of this story that you will relate. Well, you might, but most people will not.
How dare you, sir? What do you mean by that?
The headline is Cannibals Lured Victim to Cabin in Oklahoma Woods for Castration.
Oh, woo! Wow.
That's all kinds of bad.
Yeah, that's like my favorite episode of the IT Crowd and the German Cannibal.
Two men from Oklahoma stand accused of illegal castration.
Ugh. I mean, wait, was he a willing partner?
After allegedly luring a 28-year-old to a remote cabin through an online advertisement for low-cost castration.
Well, so he signed up.
Yes.
Well, why is it illegal then?
Because they're not surgeons. Bob Lee Allen, 53, and Thomas Evans Gates, 42, were formally charged Wednesday. What appeared to be the victim's testicles were found in a freezer in the bedroom.
What gets into people's heads?
They face felony counts of conspiracy to commit unlicensed surgery, performing unlicensed surgery, maintaining as well as assault and battery and with a dangerous weapon. They face additional misdemeanor counts for failure to bury harvested body parts.
They were like digging through the books. Well, what else can we got to...
I don't think they had to dig through the books because...
I mean, that last one is a weird one.
They had a freezer. They had a freezer of balls.
It's bulls.
I mean, come on now. It's a freezer of balls. The sheriff said the victim, who has not been named, flew to from Virginia to Dallas and then drove to the cabin in southeast Oklahoma.
Now, see, can't they charge him with being really, 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 really dumb?
I would think so, yes.
Did he go bitch about it?
He saw it on a website that offered discount castrations and describes itself as the eunuch maker.
Well, that's the first thing I'm going to do, sign up for that.
Allen reportedly told the victim that he had some 15 years of castration and related genital surgery experience.
Sure, who doesn't?
And warned that he, quote, videotapes the surgery for personal use. He also said the surgery wouldn't cost him anything.
Because he's giving him free food.
Balls.
Did they tell him that they're cannibals, that they plan on...
I'll get to that.
Okay.
The victim, who was awake, but had nerves deadened in the pubic area for the two-hour procedure, told investigators that Allen performed the surgery on the dining room table. You've made some bad decisions in your life.
You have laid down on the table.
Yes.
Stripped.
In the dining room.
And you flew there specifically for this activity.
After the surgery.
Yes.
Allen informed the victim that he intended to eat his balls.
Oh, I see. Now, why didn't tell him before?
Literally eat them. He also said that he had six more clients scheduled for the same procedure and had a freezer of body parts and showed him a bunch of pictures.
All right.
After the victim started to bleed out.
Right. Sure, like you do.
They called the ambulance and they asked him to tell the medics that he had done it to himself.
And he didn't?
He didn't play along with them, no.
So all these other people, apparently, the pictures that were taken, did. They were like, it's fine. Thank you for removing that. I don't need it.
I don't know.
Thank you for consuming that later. I hope you send me video of that. Oh, man. Yeah, this is a weird one, dude. You found a weird one today.
Right. But listen, if you want it taken off, don't drive to the woods in southeast Oklahoma. Like, there are some things maybe don't skimp on.
Well, I mean, you know, there's no way.
Don't go to a guy named the Eunuch Maker.
You know what you're getting into. Shayna, I bought their tickets. I say let them crash.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Your chance to text in for $2,000 today.
That's right.
Coming up in a minute.
The cow will be in moments.
First, let's talk about the Los Angeles Dodgers as the MLB is back. We have Molly Knight.
Opening day.
Who wrote for ESPN the magazine for a long time, New York Times. She has a book called The Best Team Money Can Buy about the LA Dodgers. Molly, welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Molly.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Opening day.
Yeah.
Is your book more relevant today than it was when you wrote it?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, we'll see, right? They went out there and, I mean, my gosh, lately it seems like if you knock the Dodgers out of the playoffs, they will steal your best player the next year. They did it to the Red Sox. And with Mookie Betts, they did it to the Nationals with Trey Turner and Max Scherzer, and now they did it to the Braves with Freddie Freeman.
So you do get to a point, however, when you're a sports team where you either have to win the World Series or it's considered a failure. Are the Dodgers at that point?
They are, and they've been there for a while. It's kind of unfortunate because, like, you know, this team, last year's team won, like, 106, 107 games. They beat the Giants in this epic, you know, game 5, winner take all, NLDS. And then they went out with a thud against the Braves. So, like, it wasn't considered, like, necessarily a successful season. But, my gosh, look at what they did. They, like, literally, they tied the franchise record for wins, and then they beat the Giants for the first time the two teams have ever faced each other in the playoffs. And
right.
Still wasn't considered a success. So that's a function of their own success, though. You know, they're a victim, but
they're a victim of their own success. Yeah, I can see that. Dave Roberts has made that claim, hasn't he? That the Dodgers will win this year.
Yeah, he has, and frankly, they should. I mean, they should go out and win it. Last year, they probably would have had they had enough horses in the end. I mean, the last weekend of the season, they lost Clayton Kershaw and Max Muncy, and then Max Scherzer had a dead arm, so they went into the Braves series with two pitchers and no first baseman, and you have a guy like Billy McKinney. I mean, no offense to him or his family, but, you know, a guy who was not figured into, like, be taking one of the biggest bats of the year, Steven Souza Jr., up there with his season on the line. Not fair to those guys, you know, not the way you draw it up. So, tough way to go out, but that's the way it goes. Every team has to deal with injuries.
Is it all about trying to keep your players healthy?
Absolutely. I mean, the Angels might actually be relevant this year if they could figure out how to keep some of their arms healthy and how to keep Noah Syndergaard going and how to keep Trout on the field. And if Ohtani can stay healthy, I mean, they could make the playoffs in the American League, which would be insane. They haven't been to the playoffs in like 10 years, so that's something to watch out for.
You ever seen a team that really does keep everybody, like, on the right page throughout an entire season? And what do you think that secret was?
Just good players, honestly. Like, yeah. There's lots to be said for chemistry and blah, 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 but, like, I've seen teams that, like, get along like best friends and they suck on the field. You know? And I see guys out there who, like, really can't stand each other. And they, like, the team I wrote about in my book, like, they really couldn't stand each other. And they won 42 out of 50 games. They were just that good. So, I mean, it's just winning breeds chemistry.
And how much does Freddie Freeman make a difference?
Oh, my gosh. He's one of the best hitters in the world. He's a solid guy. He's really good defensively. He gives them flexibility for Muncy to slide over in second if they want. If you use him as DH, they want to put Gavin Lux in second. I mean, he was, he's, for my money, I mean, he's older than Corey Seager, but he's just as good of a hitter. And they got him for a fraction of what Seager got. So, I mean, right now he's just as good of a hitter. He won't, as he gets into his mid to late 30s, he won't be able to hang with Seager anymore. Seager stays healthy, but man, he's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm a little afraid. You know, I'm going to be 30 here pretty soon, and I feel my faculties slipping.
Oh, me too.
Well, it's opening day, and it's a day that a lot of baseball fans thought might not happen.
Yeah, boy, that was a little scary, right? For a minute there.
Oh my God, it was so scary. It was, and it was so unnecessary. And then here we are.
Yeah,
and now here we are.
Yep.
And how many games are there in this season?
162. We're getting them all in.
Getting all the games. All right.
The Dodgers are supposed to win about 98. Last year they won 100, and I forget if it was 106 or 107. We'll see if they can top that this year.
You can follow Molly on Twitter at Molly Knight. And also, you have a baseball newsletter. What's that called?
Yeah, it's called The Long Game. It's through Substack. There are a lot of cool newsletters on Substack for free. There's also a paid option that gives you more stuff, but it's totally free if you want to just do it that way as well. So, yeah, Molly Knight at Substack.com.
There you go. Thank you, Molly. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Why do we have to eat at the Talleyrand?
You love that place. Why? In Burbank.
We've had lunch twice in the last 2 weeks.
Right.
Both times at the Talleyrand.
If you know Burbank, you know Talleyrand Restaurant.
Yeah, it's...
where all the old people go.
I call it God's waiting room. Yes. People take care of their parents as long as they can. And then when they're like 2-3 days short of death,
right,
they just send them to the Talleyrand. One meal at the Talleyrand, and they're taken.
Well, that's it. I've had a good life. And then they close at 4. We just
they close
two
at 2
or something. We
between
just
2
today.
And 4, they close to clear out the dead bodies. Take their skin so they can use them for napkins later in the night.
You know why? They have really good patty melts. You haven't had a patty melt there yet. And the fries are really good.
No, nothing there is good.
Well,
zero things.
There's no place to eat in Burbank. Where are we going to go?
There's 1,000 places to eat in
there's
Burbank.
Nowhere to eat in Burbank.
Talleyrand, you know in the movies where there's a bad guy who gets shot like 15 times
right,
and he still somehow stays on his feet?
Right.
And you're like, the dude's going to die. It's
right,
only a matter of time until he is considerate enough to fall over.
Right.
That was the Talleyrand when I started in 1990.
I know. I'm amazed it's still there.
I was amazed it was still there in 1990.
But it's your favorite place to eat.
It was relevant, like, right between World War I and World War II.
You love it. The bar downstairs is worth it. You got to go down
there
and have
nothing is worth it.
57
there
drinks.
There are 1,000 different places in Burbank to eat.
Well, now that I know that you hate it, we need to eat there all
I've
the time.
I told you
we're
that
always going to go
before.
Now,
it's,
for sure.
It's awful.
That's the only place we can go now. Except it's, maybe Patty's. How do you feel about Patty's in Burbank?
Patty's is the same.
Exactly.
I mean, it really, why do we have to go to an old
people
restaurant?
Well, you just
want
to go sit in front of a fast food restaurant and eat in
no,
the parking lot.
No, sure, rather than the Talleyrand or Patty's. Patty's is better than Talleyrand. Talleyrand is just what a nightmare that place is. Oh, my God.
It's wunderbar, and you know it.
I
you love
up,
it.
I showed up today at 2:05
right,
for lunch, mm-hmm, and I was like, where's the waitress? And Sago goes,
I know.
Oh, I think they're closing.
Yeah, they were like, she goes like, okay, I'm going to have to throw you out here pretty soon. And I thought she was just being, you know, sarcastic or rude or whatever. And then I realized there was nobody else.
There was no one else in the restaurant because
closes
they closed
for 2 hours.
Between 2 and 4
that's
to clear out
Chinese
the dead bodies.
Place or an, that's listen, why, or an Indian place. So they do that sometimes.
The food is awful.
It's so good.
It's just not.
Yeah, you leave the muffins
really,
there.
Listen, I'm not even a food snob. I really,
no,
you
apparently
know,
you are, sir.
I'll eat anything. I have a steel stomach.
Yes, yeah, speaking of, what were
however,
you telling me that you might, what, eat stuff out of the garbage sometimes?
Oh, no, that's a different topic.
No,
we're
no,
not
we're
going to
talk about that
no, we're
right
not doing
now.
That now.
Well,
not.
I think we should.
Nope, I'm talking about the Talleyrand.
Because if I know somebody who eats
listen, stop trying
stuff
this.
Out of the garbage.
Stop trying
then
this.
Then I don't know how I believe
it's not
going to
happen.
I think their taste may be questionable.
Listen to me.
Yeah, yeah, what?
What we're going to do is we're going to take calls from people whose favorite restaurant is ancient
right,
and horrible. And yet, for some reason, you like it.
Do you? What about, have you been to Cantor's? Now, that's my favorite place.
Yes, I do like Cantor's.
Okay.
Because
yeah,
they're still relevant.
And it's still, well, what do you mean relevant?
Well, I mean, like the Talleyrand sort of just, they stopped caring like in 1963 and it's just sort of been on autopilot.
What's that other one? Frank's on Olive. That's another one.
Frank's is fine.
No, that's really bad.
It's the same.
No.
It's the same.
That one's, you haven't been there.
Maybe I just hate the Talleyrand because I've eaten there twice in the
yes,
last couple of weeks.
Exactly.
But every time Sligo picks, it's Talleyrand, and no. The average age at the Talleyrand is 114.
That is a fact. That's true. So, well, I mean, that's why I figure you'd fit right
so
in.
Why do
you'd
you,
be happy there.
So the question is, why do you pick Talleyrand? Just because you're comfortable with it?
I just didn't think of any other place. I don't know. I mean, like going,
you
oh, I love this place.
Think of any other
place. Well, I didn't
the Keto Moss is right across. We can see it from here.
Yeah, but it's always crowded. It's packed because it's so good. There's no place to sit. I love Paquito Moss. That place
right,
is awesome.
Right.
Yeah,
but they have
no
good food.
Yeah.
And
so,
so
everybody's
people
going there.
Go there.
Well, what do you need good food for? You just need food. Why are you going to be so precious?
Talleyrand is like food-ish. Food-esque.
I think it's actually pretty good.
It's food adjacent. is
it's
what it is.
Near food.
So why do you pick a horrible restaurant?
Well, now that I
know. That's the call-in topic.
You hate it.
Why do you pick a horrible restaurant
to annoy your friends?
Because I assume that there are more people like you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Who are just comfortable with it or whatever.
Whatever,
but
yeah.
But they're also willing to admit that it's garbage.
Yeah, it's
you admit it's garbage.
It's ish.
And yet every time.
Garbage adjacent. So I think Patty's is worse myself.
Do you?
Yeah, but I would eat there. I don't care.
Right, you don't care.
No, I don't care.
And I don't either for the most part.
Right, but you really.
But I've gone there twice now. And that's pushing.
Well, you know, we have another lunch next week.
Nope.
And it's going to be
at... It's not going to be at the Talleyrand?
Talleyrand. That's
no,
it. That's the name of it.
There.
Yeah.
But I assume there are people who think like you do, who like horrible restaurants. Uh-huh. I know that's the cow.
Right.
818-955-KLOS. What is the family restaurant? Not fast food. Family restaurant right. That is garbage.
But you still have to go there.
But you still pick
There's
it
someone
every time.
That takes... Or someone that you...
Or somebody else,
right,
yes.
Insists that you go there.
Yes.
Yeah, let's hear about that. Call us now.
818-955-KLOS.
And...
Roland tweets, there's a restaurant called the Taliban.
Talleyrand.
It's the Talleyrand.
Taliban.
It's two words. T-A-L-L-Y.
You are hilarious,
and it's
dude.
The home of The Walking Dead. And I don't know why Sluggo always chooses it.
I would like a burger.
Cat Corbett just said, hey, my club sandwich was good. And I said, no, it wasn't. It was the company.
You know, you got a point there, Kevin.
Listen.
That makes sense.
Why do you keep going back to terrible restaurants?
Absolutely.
All right, what is it?
It's an old Mexican restaurant in Anaheim. It's called Mexicasa.
I don't know. I feel like you sort of can't mess up Mexican food.
Oh, you can.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how much can you mess
it up? Oh, pretty bad.
It's about as bland as it can be.
Okay. Yeah, bland. And then I saw a rat run by one time.
Shut
a place
up.
We used to go. No joke. A place we used to go, yeah, in Pasadena.
And do you always pick this place?
Pretty much.
Why?
Yeah, why do you pick it?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we just started going there. And I think back in the day, it was pretty good. I never got out of the rut.
Right.
But how many times do you have to eat there and, you know, puke it up again to think, oh, hey, that used to be good.
But these cramps are telling me.
I think I have gotten food poisoning there more than once.
Excellent. Well, you're making good choices.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. But, you know, you just got to keep going back to that same
no!
place. Oh,
yeah. I don't know why. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, Coco's, man. My brother always dragged me to Coco's.
I was sort of liked Coco's, but I can see it's just sort of, it's like a
it's
watered
bland.
Down Denny's. Yeah, kind of.
Watered down Denny's.
Yeah, which is saying something. Why does your brother insist on going there all
yeah,
the time?
Yeah, why does he pick it?
It must be for the pie.
Well, I mean, all right.
I mean, Marie Callender's, man.
I mean, that's not a bad reason.
That used to be the place to go.
You got to be honest, if they have good pie,
yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, for happy hour.
All right, thank you.
Thanks
pie for happy hour. KLOS, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's the garbage restaurant that you keep going back to?
Can't call it garbage. It's just forgotten, and it's one of the best. Bob's Big Boy, the oldest still existing one left in California.
It is.
Love Bob's Big Boy.
Head and shoulders above Talleyrand.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we are. All right, we should start going there. I'm totally up for that.
Okay.
100%.
Excellent.
I don't really care.
Thank you. We actually just made progress here.
A log jam has been broken.
We can leave the land of the old people. All right, but why are you still insisting, or your friends still insisting, on going to restaurants that are garbage fires?
You know, you all know it's really not that good, but, well, let's meet at that one place again. I'd like to go back to Talleyrand. 818-955-KLOS.
Talking about bad restaurants that you go to, I guess, just because they're comfortable and you're used to them.
That seems to be what we're finding. Yeah, you just have it. Just straight up.
Just out of habit. Even though you know it's bad.
Even though maybe it's made you a little ill or queasy many times.
There was
times.
A guy just... Oh. All right. KLOS, hello.
Hometown Buffet. The buffet that ruins the day.
Are you the one that picks it?
Never. No, it's
okay.
Like the only thing on the road. You're headed to the mountains. You're going through the desert to Vegas.
You're
like,
starving.
Hey, Hometown Buffet is right there.
You're not planning well. If Hometown Buffet is your only option, you need to think ahead.
And it's never in your hometown. It's always on the way.
But there's nothing cleaner than that buffet glass.
Oh, man.
Plexiglass.
A glass at 7-Eleven in front of the taquitos. But besides that,
other than that,
it doesn't get any cleaner, man.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. You know, Vegas trips. I guess that makes sense.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. You keep going back to garbage restaurants?
Yes. The Lancers in Burbank next to what used to be Toys R Us.
Oh, man. I used to go into that one all the time. That's next to the Burger King that was in Back to the Future.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
We go there for breakfast, and it's always so disappointing.
But why do you go back?
Yeah, why
do you keep going back?
Are you the one that picks it?
It's the wife and my son. They're like, oh, let's go get some breakfast. Like, give me a break from cooking. So, like, oh, we're going to take you out to, like, Lancers. I'm like, oh, that's great.
Is that really a break, though, when you get down to it, you know, right?
I honestly leave pretty upset when we're paying, and I'm like, we're walking to the car.
Listen, you're being a good dad and a good husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're happy. They're like, yeah, we did something good for them.
I mean, you're going to die soon, but still.
It's going to kill you, but whatever.
Right.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. Main Street Bar and Grill in Yorba Linda.
Why do you go there all so much? Why do you patronize them?
Well, we used to, but ever since the flan incident that we had, it was...
the flan incident. Dun, dun, dun.
It sounds like an international incident.
Yeah, tell us about the flan incident.
Flan is cooked with raw eggs, and you have to make it a certain way.
Right.
The flan, the eggs just must have been...
Gotcha.
Rotten or like... Not right.
It sounds great.
Does it put you off flan forever?
Yeah, I haven't eaten flan since.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a damn shame. Flan is our national treasure, and it's a wonderful thing for us to all enjoy.
Good. You know what we should do is call the cash winner from yesterday.
Oh, yeah. The cash cow?
Him yet.
Yeah.
They haven't got a hold of him yet.
Well, I've got his number. I'll give him a call. What's his name? Let's give him a call here.
We never get to make this call.
Yeah.
Hello.
Is this John?
Yes.
Hey, John, it's Kevin and Sligo at KLOS.
No way.
How are you, man?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic now. What's going on?
Did you text in for our little cash cow contest yesterday?
Yes, I'm getting carpal tunnel. I've been texting every hour.
What if I were to tell you that you won $2,000?
No way.
Yes, sir.
I hope this isn't a prank, because this is amazing.
It's not a prank. It is not a prank.
It does sound like you guys. I have friends that play tricks.
No, it does
sound like you guys.
Hey, John, I'll see you down at the beer hall, though. Ho, 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 good one.
Rounder on me, man.
No, John, you won $2,000 just for listening to KLOS and for getting carpal tunnel.
That's so amazing.
Texting
I have an addition for your stupid people segment. Tell them people don't listen to KLOS, and the ones who do that don't text in because this is amazing because you win.
What do you think? I know you're just trying to process, but what do you think you might do with the cash?
Besides give me most of it.
Well, I think you guys had it. A lot's going to be spent at the beer hole, but ironically, my air conditioning is out, and it's like 100 degrees up here.
Oh,
wow.
That's good. Huh?
It's going to go to that, so this is a godsend for
a,
sure.
A, that sucks, but B, you're going to have air conditioning.
I'm happy we make you comfy. That's nice.
Absolutely. I'll be cool while I listen to KLOS.
Well, congratulations, John. We're happy that you won the $2,000.
Thank you, guys. I love your show, too.
Thanks very much. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. It's opening day in Major League Baseball.
That's
so
right.
I
big day.
We would check in with former Dodger great Manny Ramirez.
I was literally crying.
Oh, Manny, you were
Is
crying?
Manny there?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think Manny's on the phone.
It's opening day, dude.
Nah, he's probably busy doing something else.
Manny Ramirez.
Now, wait. So Manny is on line 69, I think. Hello.
All right.
Hey, Manny.
How are you, man?
All right. I love talk to Worm and Jed.
That's me. I'm Jed.
I have to be Worm?
Yeah, you're Worm. I called it.
Are you excited, Manny, that it's opening day for the Major League Baseball?
No.
You're not?
No, Manny don't care.
Oh, really?
It's your sport.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it would mean something.
I'm really good at baseball.
Right.
I hit a lot of home run. Manny Ramirez. Great baseball player.
Right.
Mariners don't like to watch baseball. It's so boring.
But you didn't find it boring while playing.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Oh. Wow, that's a revelation.
Well, you hit it well.
That's why you ever watch Mariners play baseball. He always have his head somewhere else. I'm looking at balloon in the stand. I say, grow big choo-choos. I say, all right, that's a lot better than baseball.
Well, that, you know what? I'm, yes.
I mean, I was hoping to get some kind of prediction for you for the Dodgers season.
Season.
My prediction?
Yes.
I love that movie. It's Rocky 3.
With Mr. T, you're right.
Mr. T, he says, you want to know what real man like, woman? I'll show you what real man like. And Manny Ramirez watches, I go, ha, 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 that's so funny. He's saying that right in front of Rocky, saying it to Rocky's wife. He said, the woman you want is a real man. I pity the fool.
That's kind of like a Will Smith move early. Or no.
That's funny because Will Smith is a cuck.
So
you
really,
watch the Oscars. You yes, watch the Oscars. We see did. Will Smith. We smack Chris Rock.
Yeah, we saw. Yeah.
You know what?
What?
Will Smith wouldn't do that to Manor Mirrors. Manor Mirrors, see Will Smith walking up like that? Manor Mirrors would do a Spider-Man.
What does that mean?
What's a Spider-Man?
It means Manor Mirrors would take his special sauce that come from Manny's little friend down low.
No.
Right in his face.
Nope.
You know, Spider-Man sling his web?
We know.
Sling his web.
Okay.
Right through the dome.
Okay.
Right. Don't you do that, Will Smith. Manor Mirrors not the man to mess with. I'm not some scrawny little comedian. Manor Mirrors, big beefy man.
Right.
Just like Mr. T. I say, Will Smith, you want to see what a real man like? I'll see what a real man like.
So getting back to baseball, I mean, you don't have any thoughts on this season? Nothing at all?
My thoughts are it'll be boring.
I say, okay.
It'd be better watch basketball or football. Okay.
All right. Not what we thought we'd get from you, but okay.
I just want, because I like you so much, poor man in Swedish Eagle, that I want to make sure that you guys get the real Manny Ramirez.
And
my
you.
Real opinion. To other sports writers, I say, oh, I love it. I can't wait to see how their middle reliever come together.
Right.
And if they don't get injuries, they're good, headed to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But to you guys, I tell you the truth, because okay. I like you.
Thank right. you. Thanks.
Thank you, Manny. It's really nice to hear.
That's touching. And stop it.
You know, dinosaurs?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A man traveled to Oklahoma to get his junk removed by a guy nicknamed the Eunuch Maker. Maybe don't cheap out on a castration.
Turns out he was actually a cannibal, too, right? He was going to save them their parts. And,
he was going to save them for a time.
Mm.
And he was going to eat them up.
Mm.
We played escalator interviews where a woman called her mom and asked her how to get out of her hair. You had to beep.
Yeah. Al had to do it again.
What? I can't say. That's bullshit. And we talked about God's Waiting Room, the centenarian restaurant where people go to die, the Talleyrand.
We'll meet you there for a burger and a heart attack death tomorrow at 3. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Oh, Bessie.
Bess is here. Bessie. She's looking delicious.
I'm going to eat this cow someday.
The word this hour is Rams.
Rams.
R-A-M-S. Rams to 68683. That's Rams to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour in the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck. But I assume there are people who think like you do, who like horrible restaurants. Uh-huh. I know that's the cow.
Right.
818-955. KLOS, what is the family restaurant, not fast food, family restaurant right. that is garbage?
But you still have to go there.
But you still pick
There's
it
someone
every time.
That takes, or someone that you...
Or somebody else,
right,
yes.
insists that you go there.
Yes.
Yeah, let's hear about that. Call us now.
818-955-KLOS.
And... Right,
that's the cash cow.
Text us as well.
Yes, the word is Chargers. The word is Chargers this hour to 68683. That's Chargers to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck.
Talleyrand.
Nope.
Hey, let's do this first while we're doing that. We're looking for Manny.
Okay. Hey, that's KLOS Cash Cow.
What?
The word this hour.
Yes.
Is Heidi. H-E-I-D-I. H-E-I-D-I to 68683. That's Heidi to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m. Oh, that's the cash cow.
Oh, and Talleyrand is on the other phone.
Cash cow is much too young for the Talleyrand. The KLOS Cash Cow has arrived. Text the word 2K. It's the letter. It's the number 2 and the letter K.
Oh, like 2K. The 2,000 you're going to win?
Correct.
Gotcha.
To 68683. That's 2K to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Woo! Standard data messaging rates apply.
Boo.
And you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck.
Bruce Springsteen and his E Street Band pals kicked off their very first ever full-scale tour on this day in rock in 1981 in Hamburg, Germany. Bad day to be a rock star. Tommy Lee from Motley Crue injured himself by falling 20 feet from a lighting rig on this day in rock in 1990. And during a European tour, Alice Cooper accidentally hung himself on this day in rock with some safety rope that snapped, dangled for a few seconds before a roadie saved his life. Do you remember that time when Tommy Lee got injured during a Motley Crue performance at a concert they were doing, falling 20 feet from a lighting rig? Yeah, that was on this day in rock in 1990.